We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
If you're here for the facts, you're at the wrong podcast.
We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
What's the smallest car you think you could fit yourself into?
The smallest car?
Mm-hmm.
A Versa. No, I could fit in an Echo.
That was...
A Yaris, I mean.
A Yaris? I fucking hate...
I rented that one time. It's actually not
a Toyota Yaris. There's no car I hate more. I don't know what it is. Actually, I hate a Kia, but that's because they hit me.
Oh, and ruined your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's bitch.
Where all my problems come from. Welcome back, ladies and gents.
Welcome back
to your favorite podcast.
Oh yeah. I know for people who are looking at the actual video, yes, we keep changing like locations. Who cares? You're
who
not
cares?
Here to look at us. I mean, some of you
Shut
are,
up.
But at the same time, we're being lazy today. We didn't feel like going to the studio. So we were just like,
this is called comfy cozy. What do they call it?
The big comfy couch. That's what it's called. The big
when
comfy
it's like
couch.
Stripped down podcast episode.
Absolutely. Hopefully you can't see my boobs too bad in here, but we'll see.
Really stripped down.
I mean, if my husband's out there, yes, look at my boobs. But everybody else don't look at my boobs. Anyway, how was your week this past week, girly?
This week is what I would like to call one made for character development.
Okay, why would you say that?
There were some trials.
Tribulations.
There were some tribulations.
Talls and snares.
The biggest thing I need to address today,
okay,
is the fact that
I feel really greasy. Sorry.
Men, especially older men, particularly those in the hospital, are disgusting pieces of trash.
Okay, you gotta be
and
a little
I'm
bit more
getting
specific.
Sick and tired. Listen, I have taken like old men say nasty, inappropriate things to you
mm-hmm.
at work all the time. Maybe not you, just like in general. Like,
yeah, they do.
And you're just like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I'm getting tired of it. And this week, this old, nasty, overloaded, lymphedema ass man.
That was very specific.
Kept making all these gross comments talking about my body, which like also here's the thing. When you talk about a woman's body, well, when you talk about my body, it just makes me insecure because I know I don't have shit back there. Stop asking to see my ass. I know I don't have one. And now I'm thinking about how I don't have an ass and it's making me sad.
He's like, ooh, look at this big booty black girl. You're like, psych.
I'm in. And it hurts my feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I know
that you don't have a butt.
My SpongeBob ass is there. Like, there's nothing. Please.
It's okay.
I walk in the room. He's already sitting up with PT. He's like, that sounds like a sister back there. Come up here. Come up here. And I was like, oh, just a little bit.
Let me see your booty, bitch.
Exactly. I'm like, first of all, it's Black History Month. I can't even celebrate anymore. My time is up. My 40% had to say goodbye.
That's very true.
So I'm already pissed. He tried to turn me around to touch my booty. He touched the side of me,
oh,
like
no,
the small of my. I literally took his hand and slapped it. And I said, don't touch me.
Yeah.
He tried to grab my chest. He kept talking about his penis and how it shrank because of all his lymphedema and all of his swelling and how crazy that is. And it used to be so much bigger.
So inappropriate.
I was like, you can't even stand up.
And you try to see my booty. What you going to do with my booty?
What you going to do? Your hands are fucking swollen.
You got lymphedema in your dick,
and
sir.
Yeah. Just like, this is not.
Yeah.
Like, why? I wish I wore a body cam. So y'all could see how ridiculous this shit is. Also, it's like this. I just need you to, everyone close your eyes and try to picture this. Me, the cutest 30-year-old OT you've ever seen in your entire life in the hospital, just trying, working day in and day out to do her job. She's just in the hallways, in her scrubs, running back and forth, trying to help people with a smile on her face. and the nastiest 65-year-old that hasn't had a shower in 2 weeks old man trying to hit on me.
I just don't think people talk about enough in healthcare how we are literally like sexually harassed and assaulted.
I was literally sexually assaulted by this man. It was just, don't touch, do not touch people. Do not grab at me. Do not make these disgusting comments. I mean, I'm at work.
Yeah, seriously. I had this one patient one time. This is when I was a little bit skinnier, a lot skinnier. Anyway, I was fresh out of PT school. I wear like scrubs with stretch in them just because I split my pants multiple times before with the regular like cotton scrubs.
What's it like to have a body?
It's hard here in these streets because nothing fits and everything fits on your waist, but it doesn't fit on your booty. And so it makes your pants lower. So having a big ass is not all that it's cracked up to be. Having big thighs are not, there's not all that it's cracked up to be. It's really not. And the fact that people going at BBLs, no judgment to anybody who gets a BBL. I'm just saying for those of us with naturally born like big butts, big thighs, thick thighs, it's very difficult, especially with jeans and stuff. Your my jeans have to have at least 2% spandex
in them. Oh, because they wear in the thighs?
Yes. Well, no, not wear, just getting them on my thighs. Oh. Because my thighs don't go side to side. Mine go front to back.
Oh, interesting take. Yeah. Everyone wants what they can't have.
Because my quads used to be really toned when I was like in high school and stuff. And so my quads always go front to back. Like they, when they get bigger front to back and not side to side.
Interesting.
So... But yeah, so going back to the original point, so I had on these scrubs that were stretched, so they were kind of fitted. And so this one particular patient, this is when I worked at a particular specialty hospital, like back in 2015, and the man goes, ma'am, older black guy, of course.
Of course.
And he's, ma'am, do you get your scrubs tailor-made? No, sir, I don't. Literally, every time I walked around that room, he was just looking straight at my ass. And I'm like, as long as you don't touch me, it's fine. And remember the old Irish man? At the hospital that we used to work at, he touched my ass. Like he patted my ass and was like, oh, sweet dearie. And I'm like, sir, can you not touch my ass? Like, I'm trying to get you to the edge of the bed. So, I mean, we are definitely sexually like harassed and, you know, can be assaulted all the time in healthcare.
And if I'm in a good mood or like the day's been okay, or if it's a patient I know means no ill will, then we're gonna roll with the punches. It's fine. But this day, I was just, he was my last patient of the day. I was supposed to leave at 4:30. It was already 4 o'clock. Like,
gotcha.
I was just like, why I oughta, sir?
Yeah, and it's sometimes like dementia patients with dementia or like with other cognitive deficits, like TBIs and stuff like that. They really don't know what they're doing, and so sometimes when they grab or like a patient is like afraid because you know they don't know where they are, they're in a different environment. A lot of times when they're when you're rolling them to get them cleaned or whatever, they just grab at anything. Even when I was a student, I had a patient, a lady, she grabbed my CI's penis. And I was like, ma'am, come on now. Like, she was nonverbal and whatever, but I'm like, Jake, she knew what she was doing.
A little too close to home.
Exactly. Then she grabbed my boob. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, ma'am. Can you take me out to dinner first? Jesus. But yeah, it's bad.
Men, like, I feel like always sitting up when they go to grab, it's always like my thighs, my waist, my ass. And I'm like, you, there are so, wait, hold my hand.
Use my strong hand.
Anyway, I just wasn't in the mood to get felt up on at work by a disgusting human being.
And it's different, again, if the patient doesn't really know what they're doing, but it's the patients that make the comments, just like, ooh, I like
the inappropriate comment, like, oh, you look like this girl that I know. And me, my dumb ass, trying to make conversation, I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, how do you know? Or, yeah, oh, really, how do you know? He's like, oh, well, we used to do that. And I was like, that's inappropriate. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not. Then the backtrack. I hate the backtrack. Like, oh, I'm not trying to, I would never disrespect you. I'm trying to be disrespectful, but you are being disrespectful.
You
are,
because you legit just, like, touched my ass. Like, yeah. And you knew exactly what you were doing.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to start hitting these patients back.
When I slapped his head, I was like, I need to get the fuck out of this room.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Anyway, that's how my week was. How was your week?
My week was cool. It was the shortest, longest week ever because President's Day was on Monday.
Oh, I see. Okay,
so, okay. I mean, I had 3-day weekend, which was great. But then just everything was just super slow. I had really good patients this week. One of my patients, unfortunately, went bad on Friday or Thursday rather. He had a CABG surgery, which is basically a coronary artery bypass graft. And we couldn't see him for like 2 days. And then myself and the OT that was in the room, and we'll talk about this later on in the rehab corner, but we basically caught like some type of neurological event, whether it was a potential stroke or whatever. We knew something wasn't right, and he wasn't responding appropriately. Long story short, they had to end up putting him on ECMO and then transferring him out of the hospital to a higher.
So you killed your patient.
No, we never even touched the man. We only just, I didn't even ask the questions. The OT asked questions. And I was like, he probably just crashed and burned because he hated your fucking questions. Like, stop asking patients so many questions. Then I got the scare of my life, y'all. I swear. So y'all know how I went through issues. I told y'all this like months ago, how I had a whole leak in my house and, you know, flooding or whatever. Anyway, neither here nor there. All of that is fixed. Thank God. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
So then on Friday, I come home. And I go to the bathroom, take a shower, all that good kind of stuff, right? My water is perfectly fine. I take a nap, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some pizza, blah, blah, blah. So I go to the bathroom again, and mind you, this is like 4 hours now, because you know I take long-ass naps. Anyway, so I wake up again.
You take sleep.
Exactly. So I wake up, I go to wash my hands, and I realize my toilet isn't really like running at all. And then the water pressure is low in my house, and I'm like, oh my God. So I go to my guest room, my other guest bathroom upstairs. I check both the faucets there. Both the water pressure is low. I go downstairs to my other guest bathroom. Water pressure's low. I go to my kitchen. Water pressure's low. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I grab my flashlight. I was like, where is the leak? Sweet baby Jesus. Please, Lord. I just got my house fixed. Please. So I go to the front yard. I look at the meter. The water meter is just spinning out of control. Spinning. I was like, Lord Jesus. No, Lord. I ain't got no money for this, Lord Jesus. So I'm like, tax time is here. Oh, Lord. So I go to my backyard. Like, there's no leak in the front yard. Mm-hmm. I go to the backyard. And as soon as I'm in the backyard, my next door neighbor, she comes out. And she's like, hey, is your water pressure low? I have never been more relieved to know that it was somebody else's house that had low water pressure. And apparently she had the same leak problem that I did, because there's this whole class action lawsuit that's against this one particular company called PEX, P-E-X. So if y'all have PEX pipes in your house, you might want to get rid of that shit. Anyway, but there's a class action suit for houses in Texas and in Alabama. Anyway, so thankfully,
how do you know that?
Well, because I looked that shit up, because I had to go through my insurance. and my community Facebook page, they have a whole separate one just for water damage, because apparently
all the houses have the same pipes.
And people have, I mean, pipes just randomly burst, and people have to get there. It's a whole thread. It's crazy. Dang. And so much so that the plumbing company who built all of our houses, there was a lawsuit against them. They ended up declaring bankruptcy because of it.
Oh shit.
So because they had to do so many free repairs because they decided to use these pipes or whatever.
Don't buy a house.
So yeah, just don't buy a house. Don't do it. So, but thankfully the whole neighborhood in my particular county was affected because somebody hit the main water line. So I was like,
well, how'd they do that?
I don't know. I'm like, it's underground. Baby.
That doesn't seem like something you could just hit.
I mean, I would think not, but you know, they successfully did it. So okay.
Well, I'm just glad you don't have a leak.
Girl, who you telling? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. But yeah, I tell you who else had some issues going on, outages and whatnot. Fucking AT&T.
I do every time something like this, not like this, but anytime I don't have cell service, yeah. I forget how much I depend on cell service.
True.
I did not appreciate that.
It's because you didn't grow up without phones.
True.
Like, other than a house phone, you know.
I've literally always had. Cell phones. I've always had a cell phone.
You never grew up with you never know what it is to have a house phone?
We were broke. We didn't have house phones.
That wasn't expensive. My parents weren't rich. We had a house phone. That's all we had.
I have never had a house phone.
House phones were cheaper than cell phones.
Not when I grew up.
Really?
I think we could only afford one.
One cell phone?
One either or. Why did I never have a house phone?
When
I grew up, house phones were for rich people.
What?
I swear to God.
Ma'am, you're 10 years younger than me. No way.
I swear to God, house phones are for rich people.
You had one line, but multiple outlets for the plug to go into. So you had phones all over the house.
I don't think I've ever had a house phone.
Really? We had house phones before. That's on single moms.
We had one cell phone.
That was all we had growing up in
the
80s. That's
crazy. And I wonder if it had to do with the internet. Because, well, did we have internet?
See, you don't even know what it is to put a CD-ROM inside of a computer to get on the internet.
Oh, no. To get the internet?
Yes.
No, I don't know that. I don't know how to burn a CD.
No, we did that too. LimeWire.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a house phone.
Really?
So I've always had a cell phone. So that's funny because today we were talking about phone numbers. I only know two phone numbers.
Oh, I know a shit ton of numbers.
I know. So, and the thing was that my service was out and it was doing that SOS shit. And I was like, what is going on? I could only iMessage other iPhones, but some people were completely fine.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues. And I have AT&T. I didn't have any issues.
And I was like, this is a classist, like elitist move from AT&T to make sure that everyone gets iPhones. That's what I thought.
As soon as it happened, I was like, they're going to say, it's China.
I was like, Russia or China. Who fucking did it?
The cyber attacks. I was like, I know it. This is going to be a conspiracy theory. Somebody's going to blame China. It's going to be Trump. China. I had
the most peaceful morning of my life. I was getting no calls, no messages, no nothing.
Oh, I was just scrolling social media, allegedly, at work. But yeah, you know, it was great.
Well, the place that I'm at right now, they send out your list of patients every morning, like the room numbers and stuff. It's just a text to your phone.
Oh, so and you couldn't get anything.
Guess who was in charge of that this week?
You were.
My dumbass. So here I am trying to send out all this stuff. Nothing was going through. And I was like, you know what? Throw in the towel.
Let's just call it.
It's like it at school when the internet would go out or like something happened and it kind of threw class off for a while. Your whole day's just shot. We're not doing anything today.
Yeah. It was pretty funny because I texted my coworker and I was like, hey, can you, throw a patient on my list? And I was like, she didn't respond back. She always responds back. And then when I got in the office, because I was running a little late, and allegedly, and then I was like, hey, did you get my text message? She was like, no, my phone's not working. I was like, huh? I was like, maybe turn it off and turn it back on. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
You said allegedly, and I have to tell you because I'll forget, so I need to bring it up now. Have you seen the new Vince Staples show on Netflix?
No, but I want to because it looks hilarious.
That shit is hilarious.
Vince Staples is a hilarious comedian.
So I loved him on Abbott Elementary.
Yeah.
I literally only knew like fucking two Vince Staples songs. Mm-hmm. It's like he's never been like super on my radar, but I loved him in Abbott Elementary. This show is so I don't even know the word I want to say. It's not kitschy. It's smart. Yeah. It's like tongue in cheek. Comedy is so good. He's perfect.
They have good writers on that show.
He did an awesome job. It's only 5 episodes, and you get through it so quick. But it's giving Insecure vibes. But if Insecure was just like
a comedy,
not so much like girlfriendish.
He was on the Breakfast Club a couple of times, and I just love his interviews because he's the most like logical, common sense type of guy. Mm-hmm. Like the shit he talks about, he's just like, I don't give a fuck. But he says it in such a way that it like. He punches up when he talks, but I love it. He's just a funny guy.
It was very smart, very dry humor, but very California cool. Like so good. Watch it. You'll love it. But I laugh because in that show, it's based on his quote unquote life, but it's not his life, but just, you know. And so every time they say something, they'll be like, allegedly.
Oh.
Because they're all doing shit they're not supposed to be doing. Anyway, go watch the Vince Staples show.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what else we need to be watching out for, and that is our right to vote. This week, I went to go vote. I have my sticker in the room, actually, and I have a picture of it right now.
Rock the vote.
So I went on Saturday morning. I woke up on Saturday morning at 8:00, and I went down.
You woke up at 8:00 on a Saturday morning?
Because I wanted to get it done and over with so I can bring my ass back home and relax and take my bra off. Whatever it is, the quickest way to get my bra off, I'm cool. So I went to my little courthouse, my little local courthouse, and it was amazing. It's all these little cute little old white people. Oh, my God, they're so cute. And
nothing white people love more than freaking right to vote.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
getting people to the polls.
Well, when I walked into the courthouse, they were like, the little older man who's standing at the door, he's like, ma'am, are you here to vote? Well, bitch, I ain't here to do shit else on a goddamn Saturday. The judge ain't here. I don't need to be in court for no reason.
What? Vote?
Exactly.
Is that what y'all are doing over here?
Exactly. So I was like, yes, sir, I'm here to vote. And so I went in, and I actually almost voted for the wrong person for president. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Y'all need to be very careful and look at who you are voting for, because I almost voted for the wrong person because there's so many people on the ballot. And I was like, who the fuck are all these people? And then I was like, wait, these are our local elections. I've seen this name before. Okay, let me just Democrat ticket. All right, cool. But no, y'all need to make sure that y'all get out of vote. And I understand, y'all. I understand. You're voting for the lesser of two evils. They're not lesser of, they're both evil. I don't give a shit. Get your fucking ass out there and fucking vote.
Exercise your right.
And especially for black and brown people, there is no excuse. If you are a registered voter and you have the right and it has not been taken away because of crimes, you need to get your bitch ass up and go and vote and stop fucking playing. I get it, Gen Z. I'm with y'all and I'm rooting for y'all and I understand. you don't want to vote for Joe Biden or whoever because of these different things. I totally get it, baby. But not voting is not the answer, okay? Not voting is not the answer.
You heard it.
Get
here.
Your bitch ass out there and vote. Early voting in the state of Texas, specifically in the city of San Antonio, is going on now. And it ends on Saturday, March the 2nd.
No. Yes.
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 No. Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me look at my calendar. I got my phone in my hand. Yes, March the 2nd.
Got it.
And then the voting day for the primaries is on the 5th. But y'all remember, elections are not just about the presidency. It also is for your local elections. So when the Supreme Court continues to push things back down to the state level, remember, your governors, your senators, your congressmen and women, those are the people who are your county sheriffs. These are the people who are making rules and laws that will affect you and you only. You know what also, too? I was having this conversation with my coworker, and I was telling her, I was like, a lot of people talk about Joe Biden and talking about, oh, his age, he's so old, he's so old. Yes, the motherfucker is old, and so is Trump. Here's the reality that I really want y'all to understand. Joe Biden is the figurehead, okay? Mm-hmm. He has a whole cabinet that you don't see, who are also passing legislation.
And are also old and white.
No, they're not. They're young and progressive and diverse. I'll show you his cabinet.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold, please.
Open up the cabinet.
Because people love to keep, Lord Jesus.
We're learning in real time.
That's right. So, his cabinet includes, they have all these pictures. Kamala Harris, who's the vice president.
It's pretty light, I mean, but I'll give it to you.
We don't really care about her. All right, so I'm going to only just talk about the
people of color.
The
next guy was white. I need everyone to know the next guy she's grilled to was old and white.
Okay, the next two are white. However, we're going to pass by them, okay? So the next person is Lloyd Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense, okay? The next guy, the Attorney General, he's white. We're going to move on. Deb Haaland, she's the Secretary of Interior.
Okay, she looks colored.
And she's a person of color, I'm assuming. She looks like
I guess
it.
Not colored.
We're going to skip
black.
Tom, and we're going to skip Gina, because they don't look like, they look just starkly white.
Palm colored.
Julie Hsu, she's got to be Southeast Asian or something. She's got to be Asian, at least. So progressive, right? Marcia Fudge, black woman.
Fudge.
She is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Okay.
Of course she's a Secretary of Urban Development. They gave it to the black lady.
You have to. It wouldn't make sense to do it any other way. God. That's like having, you know, never mind. I was going to say something was going to get canceled. Okay. Right. Pete Buttigieg, what does he consider himself? Is he Hispanic? No, he's white. With a name like Buttigieg?
I think. I just got your spit.
He's white. Oh, I'm sorry. Ew, sorry.
It's okay.
We're going to skip the next person. Okay, Dr. Miguel Cardona, Hispanic, right?
That's got to be.
Secretary of Education. Awesome, right? We're going to skip the next two. Michael Reagan, who's the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. The next one we're going to skip. Catherine Tai, United States Trade Representative. She's Asian.
We've got a lot of Asian representation on this cabinet.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Now, this is
that's
lady.
A name. That's a black name if I've ever heard
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. This bitch get on my nerves because and I think it's her. If it's not her, I do apologize, ma'am. But if it is her, this bitch keep raising her hand to veto for the ceasefire for Palestine. I'm sick of this bitch. God damn it. They always cooning. If that's you, you get on my nerves. If it's not, I apologize. The next guy we're going to skip, Isabel Guzman. She has to be at least Asian or something. She's a person of Guzman. Administrator of the Small Business Administration. Another black girl, Shalonda Young.
I'll give you that. She looks black and young.
And she's got natural hair. She's Director of Office and Management and Budget. The next lady, listen, just by her name, she's a person of color. Dr. Arati
you can't even say it. That's how I know it's colored.
Prab Hakkar. She's the Director of Office in Science and Technology.
It? Yes.
Okay. Now the next guy, he's white. Next two guys, they're white. Okay. So understand, there is a lot more people in the cabinet who are diverse. Okay.
We just said a lot of them.
Black, white. I mean, black, Hispanic,
Wait, well, now
and
can
Asian.
You go, what is the other? Who's the other people's?
They're white.
Oh, okay.
Like Central Intelligence, Chief of Staff.
No, the Republican cabinet.
Oh. Let's talk about that.
I would just like to compare, since we're here.
Who was?
Because this is your favorite political podcast.
Well, everybody from Donald Trump's cabinet is going to jail. They committed all these fucking crimes, so we don't even know who the hell they are.
Slate's white clean.
Criminals. Who
They're
they
all
are.
In orange. Everyone looks the same in orange.
This is how it's sad. They ain't got no pictures of these.
She's blank.
Wait. Let's look at the... Wait, okay. Let's see if they put pictures on these people. Yo, they okay. Here we go.
There we go.
No, they only got one picture.
Damn it. Well, I'll have to get some.
Well, we know he got one black person. He had one black person. What was his name? The stupid neurosurgeon.
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, who was Secretary of HUD. Like, this bitch ever lived. Anyway, probably he got Herschel Walker. I'm quite sure. But that's probably the only black person on his cabinet. Betsy DeVoe, white lady, dumbass, who's never taken out a student loan before. Secretary of Education. Anyway, but yeah, just know that there are more people that are in the cabinet who are younger, who are diverse, and they are also working with Joe Biden. Everybody in Congress is old and needs to leave. Okay, we need to have age term limits. We all agree. Mm-hmm. But what we cannot disagree on is that you need to utilize your right to vote. So yeah. Get your ass to the polls. Okay?
Maybe do a little research.
I mean, Google it.
We just did.
We didn't know who these people were.
And now we do.
I mean,
or we have access to it.
That's what I'm saying. Simone Sanders was a part of the cabinet. Well, no, was she in the cabinet? She was a something to Kamala Harris, but then she left, and I don't blame her. Anyway, yeah. Speaking of, well, we're going to stay on the subject of politics. This, just get it out of the way. On the backs of politicians, Trump. So,
heard of him? Yep.
In the news this week, this has been the most trash-like Black History Month ever, because it just, white people, y'all just be with the fuck shit in February for no goddamn reason. So Trump came out with a new pair of sneakers, right? These gold sneakers. They're really ugly. I don't like them. But even if they weren't Trump sneakers, I still wouldn't like them, honestly. Mm-hmm. But this one particular Fox News commentator came on there and said, you know, Trump is really just being really progressive. You know, he's really getting the black vote because black people love sneakers.
And here's my issue.
This is your white part about to come in. I can feel it.
Not completely wrong, but they love nice looking sneakers. Everyone loves nice looking sneakers. People love sneakers. There's a whole subculture of people who love sneakers, but they gotta look cool. These look horrible.
Not enough for you to get my damn vote.
Oh no.
That's not a reason to vote for somebody because they got some bitch ass sneakers.
No, but look at Kanye. Everyone forgets the shit he does because he puts out something cool every 6 months.
Well, they ain't forget this last time. Which is why sneakers ain't selling.
That's why he had to pay the Super Bowl exactly commercial. Mundo. Who would be like, oh, I'd love the... Oh, did you see they're calling them January Sixers? Or January
no
Sixes?
No way. That's hilarious.
No, they're not. Just the internet is.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
But
Black Twitter.
Who... I don't know. It's not like... I feel like the MAGA hat was kind of... like... not a fashion statement, but it was just like this thing, this big symbol that kind of mm-hmm. got ahead of itself. It was a way to identify
hatred.
People.
Symbol of hatred. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it wasn't. It was never a fashion choice. Like, no. Oh, let me go out and grab this like cool red hat. Yeah. It just became this thing that was bigger than what it was. So I don't know what the fuck we're doing with these shoes. Like, who's the marketing person on this? You got to stay in your lane. He should have made, I don't know.
Probably some black.
A black. The black.
Maybe Ben Carson.
It was the one in the person they probably have in charge of urban development.
Exactly.
They pulled them up and definitely. Were like, what do you think the Afro-Americans would like? And they're like, we like...
No, he's going to say the blacks.
The blacks. Yeah. The Negro vote.
The coloreds.
The coloreds.
The only time anytime I see a gold boot or a gold shoe, I automatically associate it with an amazing fraternity, black fraternity, Omega Psi Phi.
Oh.
Because that's what they wear. They wear gold boots.
Huh. I saw it and it looked like a snitch to me.
What? His shoe?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well,
like a Harry Potter snitch.
Oh. I mean, I don't get gold. The reference because I've never seen Harry Potter.
You never seen Harry Potter? Mm-mm. There's this golden ass thing. It's called a snitch. I just...
Oh, I thought you were talking about like an actual snitch, like the police.
No,
like,
those
what?
Are those could be snitch shoes.
Oh, I guess.
So if I bought you a pair, you would not wear them?
No, I would not. I would not wear anything.
What if we set them on fire?
That you're wasting your money. I would not pay money to burn something. That's the stupidest
thing just,
ever.
Okay, I get it. And this, like, this putting out the shoe would never change. Like, you know, this is bigger than fashion, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. But they also don't look good.
They don't. They're not cute shoes. And even if they were, I would not wear them.
Correct. But it's just, okay. I just.
It's like somebody put a meme out. These, like, orthopedic ass Velcro shoes talking about the Joe Biden thighs.
It's pretty accurate.
I was like, I wish I would buy some fucking shoes, some orthopedic Dr. Scholl's ass shoes from fucking Joe Biden. Hell no. I'm not mm-mm. doing it. No, not at all.
When did the like race for presidency become like, you know?
when you put a non-politician in positions of power. And that's the only way he feels like he can get the black vote. I don't even think Trump really cares about having a black vote. He just wants to win. He doesn't care who votes for him.
I agree.
He just wants to win.
Who's in charge of your team? Who thought this would be a good idea?
I'm telling you, the one black on his team.
What if he came out with a promotional? You know how they're like McDonald's meals with like Travis Scott and shit? What if he had like a Popeyes?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Meal.
I don't eat
chicken. Like a Trump Popeyes meal.
If
I would have died.
If he said, if you wear my sneakers for a day, I will pay off your student loans.
Bitch, you'd fucking do it.
Fuck yeah.
This bitch would do it.
Hell yeah.
All of it's out the window.
Listen, I'd be running my ass around that damn hospital in the goddamn shoes.
Around the hospital.
I don't care if it gave me corns, anything. Bitch, these are the Trump sixes. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd do just about anything if you pay my student loans. Not anything. Just about. It depends on what it is.
Allegedly.
Because don't hold me to that shit.
It's good to know what your price is. All right.
Well, I'll tell you about somebody else who's giving out prices and selling out and being a coon-ass bitch. Tiffany Haddish. This bitch. Okay, so if y'all don't know on the news, Tiffany Haddish has been on a downward spiral ever since she had a DUI. I always come back to this. Common is the common denominator.
No, I refuse because Jennifer Hudson needs to be protected at all costs.
Just wait until he finished with Jennifer Hudson. He gonna make his
rounds. What is it about that bald-headed motherfucker?
You
know what? He would probably ruin my life, too. I'm just gonna be honest.
He's like a little bit more mature Drake, but that's how he moves. He moves like a more mature Drake.
I probably would spiral after a relationship with Common.
Yeah.
He probably just speaks sweet nothings.
Maybe he has, you know, good bedroom booms.
He probably has like above average dick game, and he just says nice shit in that voice.
Absolutely.
Promises you the world.
Gives you poems. Come on now.
Poems.
Poems.
And then he just dips the fuck out.
Drops your draws, man. And
we love a poem on this podcast.
We love a poem. Okay.
You know what? Where are all the poets at?
Yo. Snap, snap, speech.
Come on.
Snap, snap.
It's been a while since we've had a good poet.
So when they broke up, ever since this whole situation with Ari Spears that happened, where Tiffany Haddish allegedly was sued or they settled with this particular family over potential alleged sexual assault of a minor. And ever since that happened, she has been on a downward spiral, rightfully so, right?
Right.
And so she's had, I think, allegedly two DUIs. I know one for sure. And so this week in the social media news, she posted this on her social media where she recorded herself, looked like she's in first class or whatever on a flight. And she's drinking this little, you know, alcoholic drink or whatever, allegedly. And she's like, oh, I'm on my way to Israel because I want to see Jerusalem because I want to see for myself and what's going on over there. And it was just the most tone deaf, disrespectful thing that I think she could have ever done. Like right now in an attempt to try to, you know, repair your reputation. And it was just so off the cusp. And I was like, who the fuck are your friends, bitch? Because nobody is around you to slap the shit out of you to let you know you need to stop.
I swear to God, I thought it was a bit.
No,
not a good one. I thought this was a horrible off color joke to make.
Yeah.
I did not realize because she was like, I hear all these people talking about what's going on in Israel. I have to go see for myself. There is violence going on in that entire region, man. People are dying to get out. Why the fuck would you voluntarily
fly
yourself over there?
You sip it on a drink like you're getting ready to go to a vacation spot. And you wonder why. And I think, too, this was like, I think her last-ditch effort, because the black community, to me at large, from what I see on black Twitter and like social media, everybody pretty much just done with Tiffany Haddish and her coonery. And so I think this is her last-ditch effort to try to really get her career back on track by saying, oh, if I side with the Jews and Israel, maybe I'll be fine. But I'm like,
but
ma'am,
I don't know, what? Post a petition or donate some money. Why
you're
the fuck would
Jewish.
You? You have no, to my knowledge, affiliation with that country.
Exactly.
That religion, those people.
Exactly.
It looks like you're just being an asshole being like, oh, well, what? You know, I don't believe the shit that's going on over there.
Exactly. It's so off the cusp, and I'm just like,
so what are you? Are you a journalist now? You're just gonna boots to the ground and go interview people in Israel?
It's so random. It's so, and I'm just like, Tiffany, I just need you to go sit your ass down and shut the fuck up, just because you're too hot right now. The block is hot. The block is hot.
You know,
I just
need you to sit down. Who's been real fucking quiet, appropriately? P. Diddy. Anybody heard shit from P. Diddy? I sure haven't.
Hashtag, where is P. Diddy?
I don't give a shit, but because he got in trouble.
Same thing with Russell Simmons. Bitch, the block is hot. Shut your ass up. Why are you talking?
It is crazy.
And then you make a video after video like that shit is cute. You look like, appear that you were drunk or high as shit, you know, during that award show when she was screaming Shakira's name down the red carpet. Here's the thing about Tiffany Haddish that really irritates me. There's a big difference between being ignorant and ignorant. That bitch is ignorant. And it's really fucking annoying. You're already not funny to me. You're obviously funny to somebody because you have a career. Perfectly fine. And she was great in the real, in the, what you call the show? Carmichael show. She was She played very well. And I think because maybe Carmichael really just calmed her ass down and she was around some legends.
But like I think Divine, she drank the Kevin Hart Kool-Aid. And you gave her too much too quick.
I agree.
The same way that Kevin Hart had all those like half-baked fucking movies he was doing. They weren't funny.
Yeah.
But you got so big that it was like white funny.
And then even, pandering to the white audience. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like even like her role in Girls Trip was so unnecessary.
She was just the little black ghetto girl. Exactly. And I was like, this is not.
She was just the ignorant black bitch. And they didn't need to be there. And you can have fun and be like, you know, the life of the party without being ignorant. And she's just an ignorant ass bitch. She's not ignorant. Mm-hmm. She ignorant. And there's a huge difference.
Yep.
Oh, she annoys the shit out of me. Anyway, speaking of something that annoys the shit out of me, what were you telling me about? Well, not me, you, Vyvanse.
I need everyone to understand that my brain ain't right.
It's your link. I can vouch for that.
Thank you. This is not my choice. This is the way I was made. This is how God has just, you know.
Don't put that evil on him, Ricky Bobby.
This is just what we're dealing with.
Right.
And all we can do is mitigate it. My brain is my brain. Okay. Every time I go get my Vyvanse filled, on the pill bottle, it says Vyvanse. Mm-hmm. Right? I guess that's like the name brand shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all know me. I'm a name brand bitch.
You're a label whore.
I'm a label whore.
Absolutely.
Give me the fucking Vyvanse. I'll pay for it. Mm-hmm. The last time I picked up my meds, it was this whole big thing. I couldn't even go into it because I'm not here all the time and I had to bring some of my men. I had to bring Also, did you know someone can get, because it was my Xanax and my Vyvanse when I needed both of them to get picked up, and all someone needs to do is know your birthday and have a license and they can go pick up your prescriptions?
Yeah, you don't need no social security for that.
I don't know why I thought that was a more secure, I don't know. Those are like, if you get caught with that and it's not yours, you go to jail, but they can just go pick it up at the pharmacy?
Yeah, so I can go get your Xanax if I wanted it.
That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, got my Vyvanse this time and it was like the long chemical name that no one fucking knows for anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, whatever. Every day when I take this shit, I'm like, is this thing on? This shit does not fucking work. I have been bamboozled.
I don't ever really believe that even with the name brand, I don't ever see that medication works for you.
It did.
Because I don't know what you look like on it or off it. I feel like you're the same either
and
way.
And that's the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen. You never know.
Maybe you're just really that good. I love that about you.
Ooh,
you're a great spooky actor.
I can just fucking tell, and it's not fucking working. And you're the one who was like, oh, there's a Vyvanse shortage.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck is using this shit now. If it's the little kids, if it's the older kids, if it's the work from home whores who realize that like this shit's actually hard when people aren't in a pandemic and you have to actually get work done. But the real people who need it are suffering. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they did say that basically the Vyvanse shortage is of the 30 to 60 milligram dosage. And so what dosage do you take?
I'm on some 50s.
Okay. So the 30 and 50 shortage should be resolved hopefully by March the 7th. If you're taking 60 milligrams, it should be resolved by April the 19th. And if you're taking the 40 milligram dosage, then it should be fixed by April the 30th.
I just, you know, when they always tell you like, oh, you can buy the Walgreens, Walmart version of whatever, because it does the same thing. I refuse to believe that now. Because I've seen the other side. Yeah. And the math ain't mathin'. I don't know what the special sauces they put and they charge you $300 extra for.
Right.
But I'm going to pay it. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
Life is hard out here when you can't concentrate.
I guess I don't really, and this is insensitive, I know, but I don't really get what it is to have ADHD because I don't have it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, just sit your fucking ass down and do the work. But then I see people like you and I'm like, something is wrong with this bitch. She can't do the work.
It's
every 5 minutes. She's like, so, you know, I used to like carrots. Bitch, turn around and do your goddamn work.
And I'm very blessed that I don't have it as bad as other people. Because I can still look at other people.
Oh, yours is not the worst?
Nowhere near. Because I can still, with my crazy ass, I can still look at other people and I'm like, why can't that bitch just sit down? While I'm like,
off the wall.
Off the wall. But I still think it's crazy that other people can just sit down and have something to do and just do it.
Yeah, like me.
That is insane to me.
I think I'm very insensitive to people who have ADHD. And it's not my fault. It's just, you sit your fucking ass down. God damn.
I lose my thought halfway through thinking it.
I mean, I do that too, but I can reel it back and be like, what was I talking about again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
That shit is
you
gone.
Have to like 5, 6, 7, 8.
Here to there, to there to there. And exactly. It all come back. I watched that video of the girl who was like, when you're trying to do, and it was just like, you pick up one thing to go put it away. On the way to do it, you see something else you had meant to do earlier. So you set that down to pick this up. While you're doing that, you remember something else. And like, it takes 30 minutes to come back to the original thing you were doing. That's my life.
That's too much work.
Well, I'm exhausted.
So much work. I mean, I do have the internal conversations and everything that goes on in my brain, but it's not loud enough where I can't just shut it up and get shit done.
Oh, I have like 4 conversations at all times in my head and they're all fighting with each other. And it's just the loudest one that gets to come out.
Is that a part of like procrastination too? Because I'm a procrastinator, but I work better under pressure.
See, and there's something about that.
Mm, gotcha.
I think we all, I believe it's a spectrum, you know?
Yeah.
That everyone has a little bit of something, but also the way we all grew up, like, the way television is, that TV shows only run for 7 minutes because that's, quote, the average attention span. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is that the average attention span? Or are we now conditioned to only be able to concentrate for a certain amount of time? Because that's how we've all grown up, just been able to, you know.
Yeah, because commercials, like the commercials for me growing up were to hurry up and pee real
quick. Bathroom breaks, snack breaks.
Exactly, before the show. Because once the shit went off, it didn't come back home.
Which is why sometimes Netflix shows and shit, I'm like, okay, I gotta pause this shit. We gotta take a second. I gotta be on my phone. I gotta be doing something else.
Nah. Well, I mean, I can watch a movie and like be on social media at the same time and have both of them going.
I have to.
But I can't do captions. You do captions when you watch movies?
Oh, I have to have captions.
I can't do it.
I need my, literally every little nook and cranny of this brain has to be engaged or I'm not paying attention.
Oh, yes, I know that. We will have meetings about this podcast, y'all, and this bitch will be looking me dead in my face. She's not hearing a fucking thing I say. And she's like, wait, what? Start over? Bitch, fuck you.
It's a fucking problem.
It's ridiculous.
I'm working on it. But yeah, so hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Vyvanse will be Vyvancing.
I hope so. So we
can just can't believe they pulled the okie doke on me and gave me the generic one.
But the fact that it made national news that there's a shortage means that there's a shit ton of people with ADHD.
I didn't realize how many people took Vyvanse. Yeah, well, hey.
Somebody lied.
I didn't realize how many people took Vyvanse because I still don't know a lot of people that take it. I know people that take Adderall, but Adderall made me aggressive and snappy. Mm. So I had to take Vyvanse.
Be aggressive with me.
But I think in the last, do you see a lot of people in the chart now? Are there a lot of people diagnosed with ADHD?
No, my population is PTSD.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it a lot either, but when I do see it, it's like, it's always younger people. So like I would say anyone like under 35, I'll see sometimes now I'm seeing more people with ADHD diagnosis.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like, I mean, growing up in school, I didn't know anybody who had a diagnosis of ADHD or that even was just like off the walls. Like you had your class clowns, but I was a class clown. So, and I was bored in school because the shit was easy. So I didn't apply myself, but even too late, even autism, nobody had autism when I was growing up. That wasn't a thing.
That's crazy.
So you had the quote unquote regular kids and the ESE kids. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
No.
Yeah. ESE. Because ESOL is a second language, right?
English
is a second language. Yeah. Well, it was Esau. There was an O in there.
For what?
E-S-O-L. I don't know.
Shit out of luck.
English as a second of language. I don't know. It was Esau.
Other language.
Maybe it was ESL. I know I saw an O in there somewhere. I don't okay. know. Maybe that's my ADHD working. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't know anybody who had autism.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that, well, they went from never diagnosing it to over-diagnosing it.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know where we're landing now. I feel like people...
Everybody's self-diagnosing themselves.
Everyone's self-diagnosing. Well, yeah. I remember heavy in the pandemic, people were like, oh, I realized I have autism. Oh, I realized I have ADHD.
Because one person on TikTok told you that shit. Bitch, you ain't got that shit. It's not diagnosed.
Also,
shut up.
It just like presents so different in so many different people. I only knew boys, quote, with ADHD growing up, but it was because they were bouncing off the walls, could not sit down, crazy.
But is it that they had ADHD or that we're not allowing children to be children?
Yes.
As if children don't have a lot of energy to burn. I'm going to say this is going to sound controversial. Children are like dogs. They have a lot of energy that they need to run off and burn off. This is why people take their kids to the beach and just let them run around. By the time they get their ass in the car, they sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you think, oh, because your child can't sit, your five-year-old can't sit down in the classroom for 8 hours. Bitch, we at work and don't want to do no work for 8 hours. Mm-mm. But we're like, oh, ADHD, he's too hyper. Maybe your child is actually a normal, quote unquote, normal, but by, you know, society standards, without issue or without deficit. Maybe they are that, but you just assume, oh, well, he can't sit down and concentrate for 30 minutes at a time. He's five. What do you want him to do?
Yeah. So now we're over-medicating these kids just so they will have the ability to sit in these classrooms for extended periods of time.
School to prison pipeline.
And it starts here.
It starts there.
But anyway, so there's I guess a lot of fucking people take it. I don't know what the numbers are. That would be interesting to know, but enough
to where they had to make it a national.
Well, and it's used for, I wonder how many. So I know a lot of people use it for attention deficit, but it's also used for binge eating disorder, and I wonder how many people use it for that.
Oh, because it may
it's an appetite suppressant.
Depreciates?
What the fuck? Depreciates your appetite.
Yes, decreases your appetite.
Okay.
I don't know why I put a P in there, but yeah, that's crazy. Wow, like you could just go on Ozempic. Does the same thing.
I know.
I would like Ozempic more than I would like Vyvanse.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, we're still trying to work on it.
I know.
If you know someone who
can. If someone can give me a timeline of how long my gut will be messed up, that's what I need to know.
Did you hear that there's already like alleged lawsuits or like class action suits against Ozempic? They're like, if you have taken Ozempic and you have stomach paralysis, you may be entitled to funds. And I'm like,
are
shit.
You serious?
Yes. Because apparently people who stick the Ozempic in their stomach have been having stomach paralysis and really bad abdominal pain, so they tell you to stick it in different places like your thigh or whatever, or try different sides, but some people are getting stomach paralysis.
There's just nothing as horrible as tummy aches.
Very true.
And I know people are like, oh, my tummy hurt. Like, yeah, my tummy hurts. It ruins my life.
I get it. Let me tell you something. On Friday when I was coming home, I don't know what the bubble guts hit me. Jesus, I don't know what the hell. I had plantains, avocado, black beans, and yellow rice, right, that I had made for the week. And it just hit me at like 3:25. And I was like, Jesus, help me get home. It was the most craziest traffic. But y'all was honking at people.
I Woo. Didn't fucking. Did I tell you that I thought I shit my pants?
Wait, please tell the audience how you thought you shit your pants.
Yo.
What happened?
I need y'all to just understand.
Oh my God, what happened?
That I don't think I have ever truly shit my pants, okay?
I haven't eaten. I made it to the toilet.
Okay, so.
But it was coming out of both directions.
I was at work. I was at work and I was sitting, moving desk and stuff, and I felt something wet, like.
Jesus Lord.
I stood up and I felt something wet, not like in my, where my, like if you, you know when you shit your pants where the shit would be in your pants. I didn't feel it there. I kind of felt it like.
In your booty.
Kind of felt it in between my legs, but not where it would be if I started my period or something. Yeah. Kind of like in my, and I was like, what the, but I couldn't, there's no mirrors anywhere and I couldn't see. And I'm like touching the back of my pant. I'm like, something feels fucking like, and my stomach felt fine. And I was like, did I just shit my, like what happened? So I'm freaking out. I ran to the bathroom. I turn around. There's a huge spot on the back of my pants, like where I was like, did I fart. And
was
like,
it just like a sweat ball or some shit?
It was dark though, and I was like, what? And I wear khaki pants, and I was like, what the?
You wear khaki pants to work?
I had to wear khaki pants to work. Hospital? In a hospital. Ugh. Thank you.
Oh no.
And so I took my pants and I'm like, it's on the outside. What is this? Bitch, I had sat on a blueberry.
Did you sit in shit?
I sat on a blueberry and exploded.
Okay, did you bring blueberries to work?
No. I don't know where the fuck this berry came. Somebody
set you up.
Someone literally, I was like, what is this? I had to clean my pants off. Bitch, when I tell you, there was 15 seconds where I'm like, did I just fucking shit my pants to work? I have got to go home.
I'm not even 30 yet, I'm in college.
I know. I was like, how do you not know that? How do you not know that you shit your pants?
Because it was a blueberry.
Because it was a blueberry, I got caught. That was one of the scariest moments in my life, because then you just start thinking like, okay, if there's shit on my pants, how do I get it off? I'm gonna have to go home. Like, that means there's shit in my underwear. Like, there's shit everywhere.
You had all the thoughts in your head.
There's like, also in our office, there's no bathroom. I have to walk down a hall and down another hall into where like people are. So I'm like, I want to shit my fucking pants.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, if you've ever shit your pants, I'm sorry, because that's scary.
That is hilarious. This is why at work, I'm so grateful that I do work at a hospital, because if you were to ever like pee your pants or shit your pants for whatever reason, like, you can put on scrub pants and replace them. There's wipes everywhere. You can take a whole shower if you really wanted to in a hospital setting, which is great, but it's still embarrassing. And you can just blame it on the patient and be like, yo, I failed with the patient and some shit. And knowing good and well, you shit your pants.
But, the funny thing about working in healthcare is that you see things happen all the time, and you can be so sent. Like, if I was with anyone and they had an accident, I know both of us would be like, it's fine. Like, you just go into like clean it up mode. Like, let's do this and this. We'll get da 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 da. But bitch, when it's me, I'm like, oh no. I would be so embarrassed. I could never.
I had an old coworker who, this is when I worked in Atlanta. She was pregnant and she peed on herself, which is very common for pregnant women to do. I mean, you're carrying a whole human being that's pressing on your bladder. And she thought she could hold it, which pregnant women don't hold your bladder. Just go to the bathroom. So she peed on herself. And I was like, girl, don't worry about it. Go in the bathroom. We'll get it all cleaned up, whatever. We'll get your shoes, you know, together, blah, blah, blah. Thanks God she had on Crocs or whatever. And so I just bought her some new pants and whatever. And we never talked about it again.
You never talk about it again?
Never talk about it again. Just don't bring it up. It didn't happen. Until now, I bring it up on the podcast.
Until years later. But
I mean, her child's probably like 5'7". Who knows?
Yeah, I forgot that happened.
That's horrible. Well, real quick, I do want to talk about two people who passed away this past week, which was very, very sad. The first one is, her name is Hydea Broadbent. And you probably don't know who she is, but she was a very famous HIV and AIDS activist who was the same. She's the same age as myself. She's 39. And I got first introduced to her, like a lot of people did. She was born with HIV. Her mother was HIV positive, and she was born with HIV. And she was more notably on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in the 90s. And I think she was like 7 or 8 at the time she did her interview. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, you know, being a child living with AIDS. And this is a time where, you know, AIDS was still considered like a gay person's disease and everything. And people were still trying to figure out, like, everybody was still afraid of HIV and AIDS, you know, in our society. And she basically really helped, you know, from a child's perspective, really helped understand, like, there is no different from her. There's no difference from her and myself or anybody else. She just happens to have a disease that they don't have a cure for yet. And that, you know, she was talking about the stigma about it. You know, the fact that, you know, she didn't do anything to get this disease, that, you know, her mother had it and passed it on to her. And then she also did another interview with Magic Johnson after his diagnosis and everything. And she was really just like a beacon of light. And she was a really amazing activist of HIV and AIDS, of testing, awareness, all that good kind of stuff. Wow. And she recently passed away at the age of 39, where, you know, back in the day, when HIV first, you know, was,
oh, they weren't,
they didn't think you would live like that the year or two, you know what I mean? And so the fact that she lived to be 39, you know, and she was, I mean, there was an outcry of a lot of different celebrities and stuff like that, who, you know, supported her and the, you know, HIV and AIDS causes, that are mourning. So we are definitely praying for her family. Also too, the man that I was going to vote for, you know, the presidency, he passed away, actually yesterday, Eric Mays. Now, y'all know who Eric Mays is. He's the Flint, Michigan councilman. who has gone viral the last, 2 years? No more notably saying, do I have the floor? Do I? And he's like, yes, you do. He's like, when they go low, I go lower. So he passed away this week at the age of 65, unfortunately.
That's young.
I know, but he didn't really look well. He looked like he was a drinker and a smoker, allegedly.
That'll age you. Well, really, and it's not the drink. I feel like drinking ages white people. People of color, it kind of pickles them. But the smoking, that ages everyone real bad.
Absolutely. Smoking will definitely age you. Absolutely. What were you telling me about the Girl Scouts?
Y'all, I don't know if y'all saw this. It's Girl Scout cookie time, first of all.
It's about to end this week, though, unfortunately.
If you want Girl Scout cookies, go and get them now.
Yes.
Absentmindedly ate an entire sleeve of Thin Mints the other day.
Really?
That ain't right. No one needs to sit there and
first
do that.
First of all, the fact that you like Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are a great cookie. Some would say a superior Girl Scout cookie. Ooh. When you think Girl Scouts, you think Thin Mints.
Nah.
Yes, that's accurate.
I think of Do-Si-Dos. Those are my favorite.
Also a great cookie. Yeah. I don't think I could eat a whole sleeve of them.
Do-Si-Dos? Shit, if you buy one, get them me. I love Do-Si-Dos.
I pounded those Thin Mints. I probably had some here from where
I just hate Samoas. Those are nasty.
First of all, yeah, they're called Samoas. Problematic.
Yeah.
But I don't need coconut on a cookie like that.
With that chocolate drizzle?
Ugh, no, thank you. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Anyway, Fort Worth, Texas, these little Girl Scouts were selling cookies at a Walmart. This man was like, look over there, snatched their bag of money and took off.
That's so fucked up.
That's like stealing the Salvation Army Santa's money.
Yes.
You can't be doing that.
That is, people are trash, man. Why are you stealing from kids?
He probably made out with a good amount of money, though. Girl Scout cookies are expensive.
Hey, here's my question. What do Boy Scouts sell?
Popcorn. Oh. And it's not good.
Do they sell it that's around the same time as girl? I've never seen a Boy Scout selling anything.
I've never seen a Boy Scout. I don't know when the Boy Scout selling season is. I don't think it's the same time as Girl Scouts. But they do sell popcorn, microwave, and I think they sell buckets.
Is it like, what's the flavors? Is it like caramel, butter?
It's like kettle corn and cheddar.
I hate kettle corn. I don't like sweet and salty.
You don't like, You know what? Do you like caramel corn?
No. Okay. Well, caramel popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do like
that. They used to sell.
But not with the nuts.
No, not Cracker Jacks.
No. Well, Cracker Jacks, but without the nuts.
So what?
Poppycock.
Oh, poppycock?
Poppycock.
Oh, you like poppycock.
But not with the nuts.
They used to sell this bag. You would pop the popcorn, and then it came with like a brick of caramel. And you would take it out and put it in the popcorn and put it back in the microwave, and it would just melt all over the popcorn. It was so good, but it was burning people's hands or fingers or something. So they
just wait for it to cool, you fat asses.
It was so good.
Hell, like that's like the you know.
God damn.
It's like you'll sit there, eat a piece of meat. Bitch, just let it cool down, you fucking fat fuck. God damn. What was I going to say? No, you know, like during the Christmas time when they had the 3-tier popcorn, the cheddar,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, eat that shit up.
I always eat the caramel. I don't want shit else. But
no, you got to mix the caramel with the cheddar.
No.
There's something about it.
No thanks. I don't even like cheddar popcorn.
No thanks.
White cheddar. But not the orange cheddar.
Caramel corn is good.
It really
not
is.
Not the nuts, though. You're right.
Yeah, very true.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Girl Scouts. And they stole them people.
They stole them. That's you. Jail, sir. Immediately.
you jail. That's fucked up. I'll tell you what else is fucked up. The state of Alabama.
We've said it once and we'll say it again.
Texas is too. So Florida is too.
Not much better.
I mean, California is probably about
listen, all 50 of them.
All 50.
If you had to pick a state. No, I think we're all, I don't think I could pick one.
I would go to California because it's Democratic.
You would make no money. You'd be paying no taxes. No.
I would want Texas prices and like Georgia prices.
Girl, you and everybody else.
Yeah, but I don't want to deal with earthquakes though.
Or mudslides.
But that too. I don't deal with all that.
I feel like every person that goes crazy from like basalt and eats people is in California.
Oh, that's definitely Florida.
You think?
Yes.
Oh God.
Most of the cases have been in Florida, I feel like, allegedly, but.
Okay.
Or the ones that I've heard about. I mean, they got 10-foot aliens in Miami, you know, so it is what it is. Anyway, so Alabama, the state of Alabama is just fucked up altogether. So Alabama just came out with this ruling that they have now declared IVF, which is in vitro fertilization, which a lot of people who have fertility issues go through, right? and has been around for decades upon decades. They just ruled in their little Supreme Court, whatever, that the destroying or the, the destroying of embryos is now a felony, pretty much. You can go to jail and die, allegedly. If for, you know, IVF clinics destroying the embryos, but they have declared embryos, whether or not they're fertilized or not, that those are actually babies that have rights. And so a lot of, like, one of the largest IVF facilities in the state of Alabama has paused all IVF treatment at this point because of this legislation that just got put in place, which I think is absolutely fucking insane.
That is crazy.
Yes.
But also, like, okay, do you remember when Sofia Vergara was in, had to take her husband, her ex-husband, to court because they had embryos frozen together, and she didn't want to use them, and he wanted to use them?
Sherry Shepherd had the same issue.
Yeah, and so what? We just can't get rid of them now?
I guess they're just going to live forever.
We just have to keep them?
Well, I think the thing is, they weren't destroying these fertilized embryos because people didn't want them anymore to a degree. Some of them aren't viable.
Yeah.
Just like a sperm is not viable, and it's like, this sperm has two heads. You don't want that baby.
No, I don't want that.
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
So destroy it. What I don't understand is how we, you know, talk about eggs all the time, but sperm are children too. So we're
throw that shit away like no one's business.
Nobody is coming after the man for masturbating and killing all these babies.
I just feel like my body expels an egg every month.
One would say an abortion.
Some could call it.
So what are we supposed to be trying to find the egg on the pads and the tampons?
Save it. Send them to the White House.
It is so stupid. You can't even see it. It's so microscopic.
Well, when will it stop? It's good. They're coming for, well, they already came for the birth control, but
yeah, it's the Handmaid's Tale. Like, here's the thing. This is why they fight Hollywood so much. Hollywood is telling us what's getting ready to happen. We don't have to watch The Simpsons, even though The Simpsons is very beneficial, right? It's very educational, but Handmaid's Tale is getting, it's happening. So we need to be caught up on the show.
It's even like, should it be more or less crazy, the fact that these embryos, right, like these fertilized eggs, are being policed outside the body? Is that more crazy than, in, you know what I mean? Than,
yes.
Than the abortion, like abortion rights in general, you know? I'm like, that already sounds crazy.
I still continue to say that if you're going to declare any embryo a real child or a human, then the parents of those embryos should be able to collect child support from the state.
Government?
Absolutely. The state? Mm-hmm. They should get food stamps. They should get housing, everything. Yep.
What the heck? I don't know. IVF is such a hard thing.
It's a very vulnerable
time. It's a very vulnerable time. And for you to go and put more legislation on all of that, and people are just dying. Like, these people are just, they really want a happy, healthy, like.
Yeah. And let's talk about the torment, okay? The torture that your body goes through while you're on IVF. Like, forget about the emotional toll that it takes, but even just the physical toll. I remember there was a nurse that I worked with when I was in Tallahassee, when I was an undergrad. Her and her husband were going through IVF, and her husband was a police officer in the city. And I remember she was, you know, doing the injections and everything. And it could have just been where the technology was at the particular time. Mm-hmm. But I remember she ended up getting a common cold while she was going through IVF. And she had just gotten implanted. And so it was during the time where they wait to try to see, you know, oh, if you're pregnant or not. She got a cold during that time and ended up losing her baby.
What the heck?
And she only had one specimen left. And I was just like, you just spent 20 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got a common cold.
Well, and so now if they're putting a hold on all the IVF stuff, does that mean they're not implanting any? But like, what does that mean for all these people that have put all this money, this energy, this time?
There was a Alabama senator or whatever politician, his stupid ass. They asked him, they were like, why? Like, the fact that you just voted to ban this situation or to have the situation, like, what was your message sending to a bunch of women? So he was like, well, we need more babies. And she was like, well, do you realize the legislation that y'all just put in place has now halted that? And he's like, I don't even know how to answer that, but we just need more babies.
If you can afford IVF, you have the money, the time, the resources to put into trying to create a family.
Yeah.
It's not just, people don't just walk off the street and get IVF. That shit is fucking expensive.
I mean, people, you can get, you know, some thousands of dollars to donate your eggs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But people who are actually being receivers of these eggs and stuff like that, they are not wasting money and wasting eggs. That's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they ain't just throwing them in the trash.
And some people
like that.
Donate their eggs when they're done, when they have all their babies.
Exactly. As opposed to being
but
a surrogate.
But I guess these wouldn't be donating eggs. This would be donating embryos. I don't know if I would donate a whole child.
It's not a child.
But like a possible already formed me and my partner child. I think I would first, like I would be more amenable to donating my egg than donating like my fertilized egg.
Well, because it'd be your child walking around.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But that's different.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, don't people donate their... I'm just kidding.
Yeah, people would definitely... I just feel like, again, nobody's saying anything about the sperms. Mm-hmm. Y'all are masturbating
They're
all
throwing
day long.
That shit away.
You're throwing away children and
I
your body should
until
be policed.
The IVF situation is handled, blue balls for everyone.
Absolutely. Every time you masturbate, you should go to jail, bitch. That's what I think.
That's our stance.
That's my stance, and I'm sticking with it.
That's
the hill.
The hill will die.
Absolutely.
Amen,
God damn
sister.
It. What did you say? You abort babies every month for a woman going through a menstrual cycle. That's very true.
I was like, you're aborting babies every month.
Exactly. That's,
and you know what? And most women, when they see that, they are happy.
Listen, you see your menstrual cycle, you're like, thank you, Jesus.
Got him.
Hallelujah.
Another baby, gone.
Right.
Flush.
You're like, oh, wow. 11 more cycles for the year. You're just counting down.
Say bye to your friends.
Well, I'll tell you who else needs some friends and better care of themselves, unfortunately. Wendy Williams. Have you watched a documentary?
Okay. Lord, Wendy. When I tell you I saw it pop up on my screen and my finger hovered over the select button.
Yeah.
I said, I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. I just can't watch it. Also, I saw, did you see the thing about her? It's the her and Blac Chyna clip. Is it from that documentary?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy for Blac Chyna.
Strange combination.
Thank you.
Strange.
I was like, the day I watched Blac Chyna giving Wendy Williams advice.
Well, her name is Angela White.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Angela White. Angela Yee. That's the only Angela I recognize. But yeah. I was like, I just can't with this right now. So I didn't watch it.
I just feel sorry. I really feel bad for Wendy Williams, but also too, like some people are saying, oh, well, if you don't know, Wendy Williams obviously is a TV host or whatever. She had her own daytime talk show, right? She was on the radio. More notably, Charlamagne Tha God was like her sidekick. And then she ended up leaving radio and went to TV. And the thing
That's how Charlamagne got his start?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, he was on the radio in South Carolina, his hometown. I can't remember what his hometown is, but I just know it's in South Carolina because he always talks. Like, he makes South Carolina his personality. But anyway, I'm from South Carolina. I'm from South Carolina. Bitch, we know. God damn it. We read your book. Anyway, so Wendy Williams has now been, she has a conservatorship on her now. As you know, she lost her TV show or the show was taken away, whatever way it happened. And
how
she
you doing?
Not, she has not been very well. Her show used to be amazing, though. She really...
That used to be the...
It was. Yeah. She turned, like, blogging into this empire, really. And so, more notably, she was diagnosed with aphasia and... what kind of dementia does she have? It was some kind of dementia she was diagnosed with recently. So she ended up getting a conservatorship. Apparently her family was taking care of her at first, but then of course, greedy people in her camp and whatnot, allegedly, they ended up getting a conservatorship on her. So now none of her family is basically around her. Her mom and dad are both still alive. Her sister, her niece, the niece is actually in the documentary talking to her. And the reason, like there was a couple of conspiracy theories about Wendy Williams kind of faking that she was sick or that this was an issue that she was really not in her right mind because she doesn't want to pay her husband alimony. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm just like, Wendy Williams has always been this person who makes up, dress up, always looking, you know, like she can, you know, as far as, you know, just makeup and dressing up, whatever. Anyway, and now in this documentary, she all she has on is pink lipstick.
She looks rough.
With no wig. And I'm like, Wendy Williams always had a wig on. And so I'm just like, no, I think this shit is true. She definitely looks like she has some type of neurological issue.
And listen, if she's doing it to get out of some stuff, I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing. It's smart. It's smart. Mm-hmm. Go on national television looking a little kooky.
Yeah. She says she has no money. And I'm just like, you can't tell me, like, you can't tell me that she mismanaged her money. This woman has been in this industry for a very long time. Now, she did admit for many, many years she suffered with substance abuse, that she was addicted to, I believe, cocaine.
Show me the receipts.
Well, she came out, which was, I think a lot of people disliked her because of how rough she was, and so aggressive with Whitney Houston. And when Whitney Houston passed away, I remember she had a show where she broke down and cried like Whitney Houston was like her damn mama. And she was just like, you know, for years I had interviews with her, and you know, I used to ask her about her drug abuse all the time, but you know, I have to admit that I still go and see my dealer and I still use cocaine. And I was just like, damn, you were putting up this whole smoke and mirrors thing and just attacking Whitney, but you had an issue as well too. So it was like, you know, throwing the rock and hide in your hand. But anyway,
what did you say?
Throw the rock and hide your hand.
Oh,
you never heard that saying before? No,
throw the rock and hide your hand.
Oh, well, yeah, she was very, I mean, her and Whitney Houston, I don't think got on because she came for Whitney Houston a lot of the times. But even people were saying that, you know, Wendy Williams hasn't been the same since Tabitha Brown told her, God bless you. And I hate that she's going through that, but I'm just like, I feel like people who have been very vocal, especially celebrities who have been very vocal, a lot of times, like in their later life, they end up getting aphasia where they can't speak. Like even Muhammad Ali, I mean, he had Parkinson's. Yeah. And it's like, you know, he was very vocal about, you know, the rights of African Americans in this country and, you know, that he wasn't going to fight the white man's war. And then it was like, and then, you know, in his later years, he couldn't speak really. And then, you know, Bruce Willis now, I mean, I don't think he was a really vocal guy, but he also has aphasia as well too. And, you know, now Wendy Williams is going through this. So I feel like there's a, you know, there's quite a few other celebrities who have been very vocal just in their career, and now they are suffering from aphasia, which is sad. So
I need to watch it. I just,
yeah, she was beautiful before she did all this shit to her face and her boobs. Like if you see younger pictures of Wendy Williams, she was gorgeous.
Really
beautiful woman. I'm gonna show you.
Yeah, look her up. I did not know Charlamagne was on her radio show.
Oh yeah, that's where Charlamagne got his start. You absolutely, he was on there for,
I've literally only known him from The Breakfast Club.
Really?
In the Drake song.
So like, let me go to her images. So this was like the start of her, like,
oh my God.
She's beautiful. Beautiful.
That looks like her, but just Botoxless.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This was her in like the 90s.
Wow. Yeah. I get it now.
I mean, she was, we cannot deny Wendy Williams is absolutely an icon. Like the stuff that she was able
to do. How you doing?
The fact that she was able to really, you know, penetrate a male dominated industry and really take over. Like, you know, she did amazing to not have social media.
That was the show. Like that's where all, before clickbait was clickbait. Before little, like that was where you went for people that she would ask the real questions. Yeah. She would get the celebrities on there and they'll, you know, what we would think of memes now. That was like the meme.
She was very shady. I'm not gonna lie. She was extremely shady, extremely messy. I loved her feud with Omarosa because she used to get Omarosa.
I haven't
used to
heard get each other together. That name in so long.
Well, cause she's a coon ass bitch. So, you know, she wanted to, Trump is president. And then I experienced racism. Bitch, fuck you. That's what your stupid ass get for going over there. Fucking idiot. But yeah, I just feel so sorry for Wendy Williams. Good God. That's just, oh man, it's a mess. Anyway, what have you been watching?
The Vince Staples Show. Mm-hmm. Did I talk about Masters of the Air?
No.
Masters of Air is a Apple TV series that, let's be honest, I only watch because of the male lineup, but it's about World War II pilots.
Black ones, white ones, or all of them?
Mostly the white ones.
Okay. In Black History Month, how dare you?
I know.
It's because your days are up now.
Because my like, days are up. I'm sliding back into the white times. Do you like World War II stuff?
Yes,
I do. Okay, it's Apple TV, so it's just really well made, and it's very interesting. I am from the American education system, which means I'm not the best at things like
history, math,
science,
arithmetic,
spelling,
all of it, geography.
I'm not so great with, you know, history, dates, all that stuff. Try as I might, I can't fucking get World War II straight. When, how, what? I know the bullet points.
Right.
But I'm trying. This one is just interesting. It's a different side of the war. It's really well made. It's got Austin Butler in it, the guy who played Elvis.
Okay.
And it's good. So I would give it a watch if I were you.
That's cool.
I'm trying to think if I was watching anything else.
Who the Fuck Did I Marry series, you finished it?
Bitch.
If you haven't watched that, you need to go online.
First of all, it literally is a short series because it took me 2 days to finish.
Yeah.
This woman. If y'all have not watched that TikTok series, Who the Fuck Did I Marry, please go watch it or watch some
of the bullet points. They put it on YouTube. Somebody put it on. I don't know if it was her or somebody else. They put it on YouTube though.
She is a strong woman, because if a man ever did that to me, I would disappear completely from not the face of the earth, but social media for fucking sure.
You know what I think got her? The fact that he was paying her bills.
You know, that's what I too would let a lot of things slide if I was not paying a bill.
Absolutely.
Man, that would be nice.
But there's no way, knock on wood, I would not move anybody in my house. I don't care if you come over here and spend the night. Bitch, where you? Okay, where you?
Pack it up.
When you leaving? Because I'm about to go to bed. What you about to do?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. What you about to do? Oh, I thought I could spend the night. Who? And eat up my snacks and get my good AC? Oh, no, you won't. You better take your ass back to where you pay rent or mortgage.
What it was for me is the amount of times they would go to house showings. He would put offers on houses. He would say he was buying a car, and it never worked. I said, bitch, you have one time to play me.
Yeah, you don't even get one, as Remy Ma
said. I'm like, how many times am I going to sit around and think you're buying me a house, and it never fucking happens?
And the fact that you have a cash offer from Chase, and nothing ever says, at some point, this offer is going to expire. And you're crazy. Like, I've seen that. I've seen his pictures of his bank account. No. You can't show me a screenshot of your bank
this
account. You have to give me the password.
This man was going, boop, 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 boop. Up, here it is, and flipping the phone around. She was letting a lot of shit slide.
She admitted it. She said, there were United Nations worth of flags.
What I didn't hear was Dick A must have been strong, because that is also the only thing I can figure.
No, she didn't talk about sex.
She didn't.
I think she was just, he paying my bills, bitch, I'm happy. I'm gonna ignore a lot of shit.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be too.
Also,
but
to her religion, her religion unfortunately played a part in it too, because she was talking about the fact that she's a Christian and how, you know, when she ended up getting pregnant, how she just felt like, oh my gosh, like, we have to get married, all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, excuse me, how that, you know, she didn't want to. And I'm like, so you were more concerned about having a child out of wedlock, but you were okay shacking?
That, you see, that part there doesn't make sense. I just know me, and I know I'm a question happen bitch, and I would just I would have the questions.
When shit don't make, first of all, I can have all the questions in the world and not ask you. You're not coming in my house. It's the point.
After 2 weeks. Okay. And I just could not believe that this timeline, this woman met this man, moved him in, had and lost a child, married, divorced, 365 calendar days.
That's a lot.
How?
Ain't no way in the world. That's an episode of Snapped.
My Lord.
That's an episode.
That's why she went crazy at the end.
Yeah.
Imagine living with a liar.
I mean, we go to corporate.
I mean, that's true. I do work around liars, but at least you have peace in your home. The idea that I would come home and not have, like,
the one thing my dad taught me prior to him passing, the one thing that I always keep with my dad, which is the anniversary of my dad's passing was actually last week. Anyway, it was a rough day at work too. God, everything was going wrong. Anyway, but my dad always used to say this saying, and it rings true in my life. And I always say this. You cannot put a price tag on peace of mind.
Yeah.
You cannot put a price tag on peace of mind. If anything threatens your peace, it costs too much.
Oof.
Which is why my house is a peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't let a lot of people come in my house. And even if I do let you come in my house, again, I'm the bitch that's going to be like, so what you about to do? What you about to do? Because I know I'm about to go and chill at my house. I can't chill. No. Mm-mm. No, you cannot. Go back to your house where you pay rent or a mortgage. Because mm-hmm. I know who paid a mortgage over here, and that's me.
Yep. I refuse to live my, like, you know when you just have that icky feeling in your stomach, your intuition? Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't. Yeah. How long do you just let that ride? Yeah. But then again, I'm paying my own bills. I'm sure if I wasn't.
True.
I let some shit slide.
I'd be like, you know what? He can't read, but
I'm like, so what? He's gone and comes home at the same exact time every day, which is a little fishy. I don't care. So what? He's a manager, but wears fucking
polos and khakis. Talking about he's on the what you call it floor.
There's so many things.
Then I was like, me and my coworker, we were talking about it, one of the nurses, and I was like, I just want to know where he was getting this money from to pay her bills.
Yes.
But I also think it was an SSI check. You cannot convince me that man was not on SSI.
It had to be something like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And honestly, like, yeah, men do crazy things. And like, yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of men who have lied about their money and things like that.
Women too.
People. Mm-hmm. It's the way he would lie about phone conversations and make up people that didn't exist and make up people's debt. I'm like, oh, yeah. You were living with a truly crazy person.
And you said you played arena football. Ma'am, this didn't happen in 1990. You
could have Googled that.
Easily
Googleable.
I have an ex-boyfriend who played arena football. I can Google his name right now. You will see the roster. You will see his picture in the uniform.
She just didn't give a shit because he was over 6 foot and paying her bills.
Because, baby, listen, I checks everything. I don't care if I have a student. I will run a background check
but
on
that's
you in a minute.
Also, you go on a first date with someone and they tell you that, you're looking it up. Why the fuck wouldn't you look that up?
I'm looking you up before we get to the restaurant.
Crazy.
We exchanged numbers, and I know your first and last name. I'm automatic. I done already paid the $2, $2 or $3 to look you up.
You know what? She was in it to advance the plot, and I appreciate that.
And I mean, the thing is, I think she's in a position where a lot of women have been in, men as well, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we try to, you know, we'll joke and play around about, this bitch was dumb. No, she wasn't. Now, she made wrong decisions for her life. But there are a lot of us mm-hmm. who, if we could think back, not very far, probably very recent, we have overlooked a lot of shit as well, too. And it could
be for less.
It could be in intimate relationships, platonic relationships, hell, work. All of us been duped by corporate America. We are in a toxic ass relationship.
I'm sitting here and I'm talking a lot of shit, but I'm just saying, if my bills were paid, my bills were paid by someone else, I'd probably look the other way for a lot of
things. Maybe I'll let you spend the night if you pay my mortgage. Because I just got my escrow analysis and it's short. So
it's just scary. I don't know. I enter relationships in general, just any kind of friendships, coworkerships, anything, under the assumption that people are just of sound mind. Same.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
I know. That's who I am. That's how I live in this world.
See, and this is why I always tell you, don't trust your coworkers.
I know.
I'm under the guise of that. I don't trust anyone.
But I just think that I walk into situations being like, oh, I'm a normal person. You're probably a normal-ish person. Like, this is, you know, whatever. You may have things that I don't like, or we may not get along, or you may be a little off. But for the most part, you're speaking your mind and your truth. But people aren't doing that.
No, they're not. People are trying to get over, and they're crazy. And there's a lot of psychopaths out
there. There's a lot of psychopaths out there, and that's what this is teaching. People are
crazy.
Bananas.
They really are. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
That just, Gwen told us. And it takes so much energy and effort to just curate your life out of nothing like that.
And to keep up. Consistency for
me. I would have slipped up. I would have been like, oh, this imaginary person I made up is this person has the same name and does this and not.
I can't lie to save my life. Actually, I can to my patients. Yeah.
Yeah.
But because even at my job, when I first started working at this new job, people ask me, and I hate when people ask me personal questions. I will purposefully make up something, especially for coworkers, because I want you to get the fuck out of my business. I'm going to confuse the shit out of you so you don't ever feel comfortable to ask me nothing. So when I first came to this job, they were like, oh, are you married and have kids? Mm-hmm, sure am. Oh, so how old is your son? 6.
See, here's my thing. It's easy to lie.
Yes.
It is hard to keep up lies, to make multiple lies on the same kind of lie. And he just kept that shit up. That was crazy to me.
Yeah, as soon as somebody asks me something, I don't discuss my personal life.
Now, what I need is to hear from the coworkers, the friends from high school and college. Well, if he even went to college.
True.
The family members. I need the backstory. I want to know when he went to work every day, what the fuck he's telling them. And then he got fired. What did he get fired for?
Probably pretending to be somebody.
Probably pretending to be the manager.
Pretending to be his brother. Well, I think, too, this is why, again, having friends is so important. And she had friends. Mm-hmm. She just chose not to tell her friends this fuck shit because she knew her friends would hold her accountable. And that's what it comes back to, that self-reflection. You, if you know that, if you cannot trust telling your friends the good, the bad, and the ugly, then that means you in some fuck shit that you ain't supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Because I could go to my friend and be like, girl, let me tell you what I did. I don't need to be judged. I just need to tell you what I did. I know I'm already beating myself up about it, but I did it. It's fine.
I did it.
I did it, girl. But, you know, I just feel like if you have to hide from your friends and family,
that's how you know
you're in danger. And yeah. even in dating, once you're getting serious, because we have this tradition in my family where if you bring your significant other around, we're going to grill the shit out of them. We don't do that for us. We do it for you because you be so head over heels in the honeymoon phase and everything. No. We need to ask this person some questions to unravel some stuff. So maybe y'all can go back home and have some discussions. I believe in that. You're not coming into my life without going through my sisters. Mm-hmm. You're just not. Because my sister, especially my older sister, shout out to my older sister, Selena. She will grill the shit out of you. She not asking no simple questions. Like, you talking about you got kids. When did I say you saw your kid? Well, that don't make no sense. And she'll tell you right to your face, that doesn't make any sense. You see how that sounds stupid, right? Those are the kind of people you need in your life. I'm the same way. I just be like, oh, how long y'all been dating? When was your last serious relationship? Oh, 3 months. Oh, wow. And they're the one? You feel like they're the one. Interesting. You might need to have a conversation later with that one.
We can't bring anyone around my family because you know what they do?
What?
They're like, yo, becomes best friends. Oh, love yeah. them. Come back. Da 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 da. Keeps asking about them. They're best friends.
Yeah. We haze in my family.
No. We have the amount of ex-partners that still come to family functions of ours.
Oh, no.
Is insane. You can't get rid of them. That's why I'm like, no one bring anyone. I'm not bringing shit.
Yeah, once you're an ex in my family, if I see you on the street, I'll speak, depending on what you did. If you did something wrong or horrible, I ain't speaking to you. But if you cool, I'll be like, hey, how you doing? My family's
like the United Nations of shit. They just hold on.
Really?
Yes. It's disgusting. Yeah. You know what, though? It's fun. Great content.
Absolutely. I mean, it's nothing like
it. Love it. We're like, hey, once you get introduced, they just lock on to you.
That's very true. Well, I'll tell you what I have been watching before we get out of here. I just watched the new Kelly Rowland. Well, it's technically Tyler Perry's movie.
It's a Kelly Rowland movie.
Kelly Rowland movie. Mea Culpa on Netflix. I'm seeing a lot of mixed reviews. People are saying, oh my God, Tyler Perry, you could have did a lot better. I feel like some of the acting, the lead guy in the movie, he's a chocolate fine man.
Ooh, a CFM.
I love how you make everything an acronym. But I just felt like his acting was very flat. Up into the sex part. The sex part was very lively and excited.
She looks good. Ooh. Oh, is he the guy from Moonlight?
I think so. Yeah.
He is.
Because him and Mahershala Allah was Ali, Lord Jesus.
He was from Moonlight.
Yes.
He is a snack.
Gorgeous man.
Yes.
Now, he was a little bit flat at certain points, but it could just be the directing. But Kelly Rowland, let me tell you something.
She looks good.
Kelly Rowland is one of the most beautiful women ever. In this movie, her wardrobe was on a million. I don't know who the wardrobe stylist was for this damn movie, but she was giving Olivia Pope on steroids.
Love that.
Like, every outfit was a banger. Even her, like, regular just chilling in the house clothes, every outfit was a banger. I was like, damn.
What is this movie about?
So it's basically the guy, what's his name again?
Trevante, I think.
Trevante somebody. Trevante. The black chocolate. Chocolate Thunder. Chocolate Thunder is basically accused of killing his girlfriend, murdering his girlfriend. He's a painter, a very famous painter. Mm-hmm. And she is basically the lawyer that...
Oh, she's the real Olivia Pope.
Yeah, so she's... Well, not really. She ends up getting the case because there's a restaurant that she frequents. And the owner and him are really good friends. And so he's just like, hey, he really needs a lawyer. There's nobody that's willing to represent him. And I just really need you to do me this favor of representing him. And so she's like, they have evidence. They got all the blood in his house and, you know, bone fragment, all this other kind of stuff. Like he did it, bitch. Sorry. And so she ends up taking the case. But the contrast is that her brother-in-law is the DA. And so he's prosecuted.
Oh, so, and does she end up fucking this guy?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. You have to watch the movie.
Lawyers love fucking their...
There was quite a few sex scenes, but no. You have to watch
the movie to find out. What is it called? A lawyer and a...
and a hooker. I don't know.
It's not a patient, a lawyer, and a
Princess and the Frog. I don't know. What are you talking about?
When I'm your lawyer, you're my client. Thank you. God.
What? It's time to wrap this shit up. But wow. I can't tell you not whether or not they had sex or not, but there were some really interesting scenes in there. The plot twist was a bit predictable.
It sounds
to a degree.
Good.
It was good. I mean, I would honestly give the movie a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Let me see what Rotten Tomatoes would give it.
They probably gave it worse because people were just like, this shit was stupid. And it was, I'll tell you what, the wigs were good. The hair was good.
That's, y'all always, and you know what?
Talking shit about Tyler Perry wigs. The wigs were good in this movie.
I saw people talking about Temptation recently, and I was like, why is everyone talking about Temptation?
Temptation? Was that the one with Journey?
I think so.
Oh, and Lance Gross.
Gross.
Yeah, that was a good one. But I had seen the play. The play was The Marriage Counselor.
Oof. It got a 4.2 on IMDb and a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, I would give it at least a 7 out of 10.
She looks so good, I'll watch it. What did you watch it on?
Netflix. Not my iPad this time. Like I said last time.
My iPad.
But no, she was... Kelly's acting was really good.
Okay.
The character and the things that her character did were not believable to a degree, but Kelly Rowland's acting was impeccable.
Okay. I would love for this to be a springboard for her acting career.
Oh yeah, because she did what was the movie I saw where her and Marlon Wayans was her husband, and our favorite girl from what you call it's sister, Lord Jesus, Erica from
not Lovecraft Country. No, Stranger Things.
Yes. God damn, I can't remember her name. But
we love her.
She played the daughter of Kelly Rowland and Marlon Wayans in that Halloween movie.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
And
then
she played Marseille Martin's mom in Football Fantasy, I think that was what it was, with
Omari Hardwick.
Yeah.
Omari Hardwick.
She actually did really good playing those mother roles in that.
Mother.
Yeah. But like, you know, the young hip mother or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah. She did really good.
I'm trying to think what I already talked to you about One Day, right? That show on Netflix. It's like coming of age. Mm-hmm. Okay. That wrecked me.
Dune is coming out.
Dune I started 2. Watching The Tourist on Netflix with, I'll watch anything with Jamie Dornan.
Who's Jamie Dornan?
The Irish guy from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh yeah. Know him.
He wakes up amnesia. Someone's trying to kill him. He's trying to figure out why.
I love thrillers like that.
So you may like that. It's called The Tourist.
The Tourist.
Uh-huh.
Cool beans. Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
No, just know that, you know, if you have a friend who's a therapist or working in healthcare, someone's nasty daddy, uncle,
grandfather
has said some nasty shit to them, so give them a hug, buy them a coffee,
pay off their student loans
because we out here having to fucking indulge this shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I hate healthcare anyway.
But other than that,
anything else you need to talk about before we get out of here?
No, ma'am.
All right, y'all have an amazing week on purpose. Y'all remember to spread love,
spread light,
and don't forget to vote, bitch.
She got me.
And don't forget to
laugh your face off.
Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
Rock the vote.
Rock the vote.
Rock the vote, baby. Rock the vote. Don't tip the vote over. Rock the vote.
Fuck them sneakers.
I cannot believe the sneakers are so ugly.
They really are. I'm like, dude, you can't hear all of this.
They look like something Michael J. Fox wore in Back to the Future.
How racist of you to say that black people like fucking sneakers.
No,
not you. I'm talking about the man from Fox News.
Yeah, the Fox News man, that was racist.
I was like, dude, coming from a white man?
But also, how? Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday when new episodes are released.